Memoir of a Hoosier Civil War Veteran on this moment of Indiana history. Late in life, Hoosier businessman Lewis Burr penned a memoir of his Civil War years, which began one August morning when the 19-year-old and two of his friends walked 10 miles in the dark from Floyd's Knobs to the Market House in New Albany to enlist in an Indiana regiment and fight for the Union in the Civil War. Living with his widowed mother, Burr was typical of many young men who dreamed of getting out of their small towns and away from their family farms. The fourth of seven children, he had begun to work at the age of seven from daylight until dark and had only a few years of schooling. As soon as Governor Oliver Morton issued the first call for volunteers, Burr was very anxious to enlist, but for several months remained at home at his mother's request. Eventually, Burr joined his friends and signed up. They met their new company at the Floyd County Fairgrounds, hailed along the way with greetings that made Burr feel great patriotism. Burr served until 1865, participating in the Siege of Vicksburg, the taking of the city of Nashville, and the capture of Fort Morgan, Alabama. Returning to New Albany after the war, Burr married and became a businessman. By 1872, he was the proprietor of a city bakery, and within a decade, he owned a sawmill that became Burr Lumber Company, and eventually invested in real estate and a glass factory. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.